One of the people who recently received the National Humanities Medal from President Obama is Jose Andres, the Spanish-born chef and owner of more than a dozen restaurants, including Haleo in Washington, D.C., and The Bazaar in Beverly Hills. He was supposed to open a new restaurant in Donald Trump's new hotel in Washington, but after Trump's controversial comments about immigrants, Andres pulled out, Trump sued, and Andres countersued. In today's View from the Top, our recurring series of conversations with leaders, Jose Andres joins us from Washington. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, and first, I have to congratulate you on your recent award, the National Humanities Medal from President Obama. What was that like for you to get that?
You know, when I received the call from the White House on behalf of President Obama, I was in Galapagos scuba diving. And I thought somebody was making fun of me. But I can tell you that, you know, I used to be surrounded with people like Terry Gross or Ron Chernoff or so many others. It was kind of very humbling. And I'm a 47-year-old. I'm still a lot to do ahead. I hope I deserve it, but I can guarantee you that it's so many other people in the food industry that deserves a medal like this, as much as me, but probably more. So that medal goes to the entire food industry. Hmm.
Well, I was counting it up, and I think I have been to six of your restaurants, Mini Bar, China Poblano, Oyamel, Haleo, Bazaar, and Zaytinya. All, by the way, very different restaurants. But you seem to like small plates. Why?
Well, they are very different restaurants because I believe more than a chef, I'm a storyteller. Hmm. And I tell stories through my restaurants. And when I go to a restaurant, when I go to a faraway country, and I know I only have a day or two or three to experience a city, I try to get as many experiences I can in the shortest period of time, because I never know when I'm going to go back. For me, I don't know when people are going to come back to my restaurant. So the small plates, tapas, as we call them, for me, it's a great way for anybody to be able to experience my stories, the different chapters of my restaurants in one single meal. You really get a glimpse of the story I'm trying to share with you.
And you don't have to choose. You don't have to make a choice. You can just have a little bit of everything.
I mean, to me, sharing is so powerful. I always joke that I say that the fork and a knife, they were created to protect your plate from others taking a bite. And that as society became more peaceful, we began using them really to feed ourselves and feed others. So for me, yes, to think that you can be ordering different things, that everybody can be choosing two or three things, and that instead of putting the plate next to you, you are putting it in the middle of the table and you are sharing the bounty with everybody, I think to me is the most unique, fascinating way to eat today.
Well, and it's also a very different eating experience, and it changes the amount that you eat. I wonder if you've thought over the years about portion size.
Portion size, when we began, is not what was behind it. But the truth is that you give more control to the guest. Because in the tapas, a small plate environment, you don't have to order everything at once. So yes, that can be important for portion control. I'm a guy that believes that the chefs, we feed the few, but we are also interested in feeding the many. We know that many of us eat very well. Others have nothing to eat. Well, a concept like a small dish, chances are that always you're going to have less waste than in any other way.
Now you've got so many restaurants, but it wasn't that long ago that you were just getting started as a chef. And at this point, do you like the cooking part of it or the business side of it more?
The part I like the most still is the cooking. When I'm off, I'm cooking. When I'm on vacation, I'm cooking. When I'm working, I'm putting my finger in any sauce or tasting anything my chefs are doing in the restaurants or my creative team is doing at the home office. So the cooking to me is really what keeps me excited.
What do you like to cook when you're not working?
What I know is that I don't like to repeat the same dish twice, but I like the big pot. I always dream of the one pot that can feed the world. So in Spain, we have a very traditional pan and is used to cook rice, and we call it the paella pan. And you can make the most traditional, like paella valenciana, with rabbit and chicken and green beans, a little bit of tomato, olive oil, over a wood-burning fire. Or you can be creative and cook any other rice you want, from lobsters from Maine to who knows what. So the paella pan for me is great because you only need one spoon, one pan, one fire, and there you can be feeding 10 people or 100. And that's very powerful.
One of the things that I've heard from my sister, who is a chef, is that there is a shortage of chefs. It's very difficult to go out and find chefs. Is that something that you've experienced, and why do you think it is?
I don't think it's only chefs. I think it's the entire food industry. We need to remember that in America alone, the food industry, we are slightly over 10% of the workforce. Today, sometimes you are listening, sometimes some politicians talking about immigration, that there are way too many immigrants, way too many undocumented, and they are talking about building a wall. People of America, I could open more restaurants if I had the possibility to hire the people to fill those restaurants. Today we have, yes, a shortfall, not only of chefs, cooks, dishwashers, waiters, bartenders. We need farmers. So the big message here is, why are we listening one message when the reality is that, talking as a businessman, today I have a hard time hiring people. So let's make sure that we approve laws, let's make sure that we pass immigration reform, and let's make sure that restaurateurs like me, we have the workforce that will help keep moving America forward.
Since you mentioned the wall, I do have to ask you, and you can say whatever you're able to say, but you are in a lawsuit with Donald Trump right now. Is there anything you want to say about that?
This is almost like the Tom Hanks movie, Forrest Gump. It's not much to say. The only thing I can say is that as a new American, 2-year-old only American, I love this country. I've been here over 25 years. I have 3 American beautiful daughters. I believe in what this country stands for. And what I know is that this country stands for inclusion. This country doesn't stand for building walls. This country stands for building bridges. This country stands for being the light of hope for so many here at home and so many overseas. And that's the America we're going to keep having. That's what I can tell you.
Is it strange, though, to be at the center of a part of the presidential campaign, in this unbelievable presidential campaign that we've been experiencing, that you, a chef, are in the middle of it?
Well, it's not. I think this only tells you that we can all make a difference. I love that chefs in America, they are outspoken about many issues. You can see Tom Colicchio from Top Chef in Congress fighting for a more fair farm bill. Or you can have chefs opening restaurants like Roy Choi open in the inner cities, a fast food restaurant that will feed people that they never had a restaurant close to the neighborhood. Today, chefs were here used to be part of the solutions that will make America better. But America is awesome already. We all have to believe that by every day working smarter and harder, America will always be that country that we all believe in, that we all dream of. So to be part of not, I rather prefer I didn't have any sous. It's the first time in my life I've been under a sous. But I can tell you one thing. I got the chance 10 years ago to have Chapter 11. And you know what I did? We decided not to do it, even was the smartest thing to do. Our lawyers told me, Jose, go Chapter 11. It's the right thing to do. You are playing by the rules. We didn't go Chapter 11. We didn't fire anybody. We made the restaurant successful. We pay our bills. We didn't let anybody behind. And here, 10 years later, the city keeps moving. My restaurants keep moving. My employees keep moving. And that's what I'm proud of.
So looking forward, what genre of restaurant would you like to open up that you haven't done yet?
One restaurant that I'm about to open, very close here at the new MGM Casino, right here in Maryland, minutes away from downtown Washington, D.C. It's going to be fish and it's going to be about American fish, an homage to the Chesapeake Bay. But the restaurant I really want to open in the years to come, I'm a boy that born in Spain. Jewish cooking somehow always was very important. And I want to open a Sephardic Spanish restaurant based on 1492, when unfortunately history, Jewish had many had to leave Spain. But something magic happened, unfortunately, in such a bad moment, that many, many Jewish people ended in so many different countries around the Mediterranean. They brought with them their traditions from Spain, and in every country they arrived, they created kind of a new cooking. I want to do really a restaurant where somehow we are celebrating the diaspora of Jewish people around the Mediterranean and do a true Sephardic restaurant. Hmm. That's the one I hope I'll be opening in the next 5-10 years.
Sounds great. Well, Jose Andres, chef owner of Think Food Group, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.